We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tzadik, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Peites on the Beis. So yesterday, we began Perek Kol HaTodr, the theme of which is, a Kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has many karbonos to bring. So is there a halacha that dictates which carbon needs to be brought first? And we saw two Mishnahs. One Mishnah said, Kol HaTodr Mechaveri Koidem Es Chaveri. If there are two karbonos, and one carbon is more todr than the other carbon, so whichever carbon is todr, that's the one that should be brought first. For example, the carbon tamid, which was brought every day, came before the musafin that were only brought on special days. If it was Shabbos Rish Chodesh, so the carbon musaf of Shabbos was brought before the carbon musaf of Rish Chodesh, because Shabbos happens more often than Rish Chodesh does. Another Mishnah we saw was Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveri Koidem Es Chaveri, and that's already a little bit more complex. So Kohen has two karbonos, one is not more tadr than the other. There's another determining factor that can dictate which carbon should be brought first, and that is the one that's more Kodesh. So the carbon that's more Kodesh, that will be brought before the carbon that is less Kaddish. And the Mishnah went through a whole bunch of different examples to tell us, I mean, how do you know which carbon is more Kaddish? All karbonos are Kaddish, but it's because different karbonos have different details, different ife katan in terms of the way these karbonos were brought, and those halachas determine its Kedusha. So we saw a Mishnah and a whole Gemara that discussed it. Regardless, the Gemara picks up on that note, but first a digression. Amar Ravina Bar Sheva. Ravina Bar Sheva said, the Imurim of Kachim Kalim. So the Imurim was the chelik of the carbon that was not eaten by the Kayhanim or the Bailim, but rather the chelik of the carbon that was put on the Mizbech. So that we know that karbonos are animals. Animals have meat. What do you do with the meat of a carbon? The dam, shchit the kabbalah lachazrika. What did you do with the meat? So part of it was eaten, part of it was burnt on the mizbech. B'shtei achilos hakasav medaber. Echad achilos adam, ve'echad achilos mizbech. With the exception of the oilas behema, where none of it was eaten, all the basa was put on the mizbech. And with the exception of the chatos ha'oif, where all of it was eaten, none of it was put on the mizbech. But ordinarily, part of it was eaten, some by the bailim, some by the kayhanim. Sometimes only by the Kayhanim, Kachi Kadashan, and part of it was put on the Mizbeach. We're discussing a Murim, that's the Basa that was put on the Mizbeach, of Kachim Kala, Sheyatzu Lifnei Zrikas Damim, that left the Azara, but it left the Azara before the Zrika. Said Ravina Bar Sheila, Psulin, it's going to be Pasa. What's the Psul going to be? Yoitze. Now why is this a Chiddush? A Murim are supposed to go on the Mizbeach. So if they're supposed to go on the Mizbeach, it's Mokim is the Azara, so naturally there'll be a Psul Yoitze if it leaves the Azara. The Chiddush is that being that you were not allowed to put the Emurim on the Mizbeach before Zrika, so it comes out that the Zrika is really what gave it its din that it goes on the Mizbeach. Before Zrika, it's a Emurim Kachim Kalim. We could look at it maybe as Basar of Kachim Kalim, and being that Kachim Kalim is Nechal B'chol Yerushalayim, so maybe it doesn't have the Kedusha yet that would beget a Psul Yotze for it leaving Chutz Lazar. Meaning Emurim Kachim Kadoshim even Lifnei Zrika, it's Pasha. That halacha would be that there would be a psul yotze. It's kachi kadashim. Kachi kadashim's makim is always going to be in the azara. The dam has to go on the mizbech, which is in the azara. The emurim have to go on the mizbech, which is in the azara. The basa that was eaten by the kehanim had to be eaten in the azara. What about the emurim of kachim kalim? Being that it's kachim kalim, and kachim kalim technically can be eaten, the chelik that was nechal in the entire Yerushalayim. So maybe even the emurim, their makom is the entire Yerushalayim, albeit up until the Zrika. Once there's Zrika, now there's a din that it has to go on the Mizbeach. From a Lomdus perspective, once there's a Zrika, the Emurim Kachim Kalim now get a din Kache Kadashim. That's the Lomdus, because anything that goes on the Mizbeach has to be Kache Kadashim. So the Zrika makes the Kache Kadashim, so now already it makes sense that its makom is the Azara. Now it can't leave the Azara, and if it does, there's going to be a Psul Yotze. But the Emurim, although it will have a din kotche kadoshim, it will have a din to go on the mizbeach, but that's only la'achas rika. Maybe lifnei zrika, there won't be a psul yotze. So that was Rav Bino Bar Shelas Chiddush, that a murei kotchem kalim, even though it's kotchem kalim, sheyotze lifnei zrika's damim, psulim, it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara Vatana Tunu, I'll bring you a raya from all places, from our Mishnah. Where do you see that in our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah was discussing the halacha of Meiser and Oifar. So let's say a Kayin had two Krabonis to bring. One was Meiser Behema, and the other one was a Chatos Oif, the way Rashi had been Mefarish the Mishnah on Amin Aleph. So Meiser Behema, Chatos Oif, which one is supposed to go first? So the Mishnah said, Meiser Behema goes first for two reasons. Number one, Mepnei Shehu Zevach, it's an animal, as opposed to a knife, which is only a bird. Number two, v'yesh by kotchei kadashim, dami ve'emurav. Maisa behem has two parts of it that's kotchei kadashim. Again, although maisa behem is kotchem kalim, but whatever goes on the mizbeach has a din kotchei kadashim. That's one of the chidushim that we're going to see in this Gemara. So the dam which goes on the mizbeach, it is treated as kotchei kadashim, despite the fact that it comes from an animal that's kotchem kalim. The emurim also goes on the mizbeach, whereas the chatas oif, only the dam goes on the mizbeach. The boss of the chatas oif did not go on the mizbeach. So there's two milas that maisa behema has over chatas oif. Number one, maisa behema is a zevach. Number two, maisa behema has two parts that are kotchei kadashim, as opposed to the chatas oif that only has one part that's kotchei kadashim. But the Gemara makes a diak. So again, the Mishnah said that maisis comes before chatas oif, neshu zevach v'yesh boi kotchei kadashim domavei murim. It has two parts that are kotchei kadashim. Bishlei ney murim, says the Gemara. I understand why the Mishnah mentioned ney murim less nu ba'oifes, because the chatas oif doesn't have any emurim. It was completely nechal. The maisa behema does. So the Mishnah is mentioning that maisa behema has that maila. It's a murim akotche kadashim, as opposed to chatas oif that doesn't have any basar that's kotche kadashim in the sense that it goes on the mizbech. Elo dam, yo isay. But why are we mentioning dam? Chatas oif has dam just like maisa behema has dam. Elo lav kamash malon. Must be the Mishnah is coming to tell me an agav urche kamash malon. Some chiddush that emurim kidomi, that the emurim of the chatas of the maisa behema is like the dam of the maisa behema. Just like the dam has it in kotchei kadashim even before the zrika, obviously the dam doesn't need zrika to be matrit to go on the mizbech. You do the zrika with the dam. So the dam has its din to be on the mizbech, kotchei kadashim lifnei zrika. Afe murim kodem zrika. So today murim are going to have it in kotchei kadashim lifnei zrika. V'kakarulu kotchei kadashim. Oh, and the Mishnah calls it kotchei kadashim. If that's the case, just like the dam is mifsal b'yotze before the zrika, afe murim mifsal b'yotze. So today murim are going to be possible b'yotze as well. So says the Gemara, even though Rabbeinu Bar Shelas said a big chiddush, and even though there's no raya mefureshes, not from a Mishnah or a Brisa or a Tosefta anywhere to Rabbeinu Bar Shelas chiddush, but the Tana Tuna, I can make a dik in our Mishnah to Rabbeinu Bar Shelas halacha that the emurim, even of kachem kalim, such as maisa behema, which is what our Mishnah is discussing, even lifnei zrika, just like the da, even lifnei zrika is going to be kachi kadashim. Thus, there's going to be a psul yotze. Says the Gemara, name of Yalei Lachura. I could bring you a raya from another discussion amongst Amiron, the gedolei Amiron, kachi basar kachem kalim sheyotze lifnei zrika's damim. What happens if basar of kachem kalim was yotze lifnei zrika? So Ravina Bar Shelo was discussing the emurim of kachem kalim. That's the chelik that went on the mizbech. This discussion is the basar, the chelik that was nechal basar kachem kalim. She yotzal lifnei zrikas damim. So it was yotze, but before zrika. Rabbeichan amar kasher. Rabbeichan says it's kasher. Rish Lakish amar pasul. Rish Lakish says it's pasul. Rabbeichan amar kasher. Rabbeichan said it's kasher. Hayol v'soifei lotzes. Because even though right now you're not allowed to eat the basar kachem kalim, but even after the zrika, it's still going to be kachem kalim because the basar is always going to be nechal. So why in the world should you look at it as being any more chomer now than it will be la'achas rika? The animal's kachem kalim. This part of the animal will be nechal. Nechal the chol Yerushalayim. So there's no reason it can't go anywhere in Yerushalayim even before the zrika. So you did the shechita, you have the piece of meat, you didn't do the zrika yet. It says Rabbi Yochanan, hoyel v'soifei lotzeis, there's not going to be a psul yotze if it leaves the azar. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish says pasul. Adayin lo yigiyas mani lotzeis. It's true, basar kachem kalim will have a din to be nechal in Yerushalayim, but it's only going to be allowed to be eaten once this is Rika. And being this Rika didn't happen yet, right now we look at it as being more chamor, and there's halach of psul yoytze. Adkan says the Gemara, loy pligi ala b'basar. This machlekes Rabbi Yechim Rishlakish is regarding basar, kachem kalim. The chelik that was nechal, abo beimurim, as it relates to the part that went on the mizbeach, loy. It sounds like there was no machlekes. What does it sound like? It sounds like everybody agrees that the emurim is going to have a psul yoytze. The whole question is the basar. Hoyl v'soifoy lotzeis, being that it will go out one day. So there, Rabbi Yochanan says it's going to be kosher. But as it relates to the Emurim, where you don't have the svara of soifoy lotzeis, even though it's from Kachem Kalam, it sounds like it's going to be poshet that there's going to be a psul yotze. So it was Ravina bar Shelas Chiddush, but says the Gemara, name him the Sayele, l'chura you have a raya from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but the Gemara says, loy, it could be you have no raya, who adin debe Emurim, nami pligi. Maybe the machlekes is even regarding Emurim, meaning even though Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argued by Basar, it could be Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would argue by Emurim as well. So that where Rabbi Yochanan said, Basar kachem kalam sheyatz lifnei zrikas kasher, it could be Emurim kachem kalam sheyatz lifnei zrikas would be kasher as well. So if they argue by Emurim, why didn't they argue by Basar as well? Why did they not argue by Emurim as well? Why are they only arguing by Basar? To teach me the Chiddush in Reish Lakish, even Basar, which is Seifa Lotzes, Amar Adayin Lo Yigiz Mare Lotzes, being that right now it didn't go out yet, this is going to be a Psul Yotze. Meaning, it could be the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is not only by Basar, so that you could bring a Raya that by Emurim everybody holds as a Psul Yotze, a Raya to Ravina Bar Sheila. Could be the Machlokes is Sai by Basar and Sai by Emurim. If that's the case, why did they pick Basar to argue? Why didn't they argue by Emurim as well? Says the Gemara, if the purpose of the Machlokes was to say the biggest Chiddush in Rabbi Yochanan, we would have said it by Emurim. But for whatever reason, we want to say the biggest Chiddush in Reish Lakish, even though usually Kayach Da Teir Adiv. But here we want to say the biggest Chiddush in Reish Lakish, who holds there is a Psul Yotze. Not only is there a Psul Yotze by Emurim, which is going to have it then to go on the Mizbeach, there's even a Psul Yotze by the Basar. I Basar's Necha B'chaloyer. Yeah, after the Zrika, but this is before the Zrika. So before the Zrika, Basar Kachem Kalim is going to have a Psul Yotze. The Gemara Leimik Tanoim Luchura. Maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim. So we started off with a memra from one of the Amirah. We said name him Misayele from earlier Amirah, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara says maybe it's even a Machlokes Tanoim. Take it back a step further. Emurim Kachem Kalim Sheyatzu Lifnei Zrikas Damim. Literally, our Shaila. You have the Emurim, the chelik that goes on the Mizbeach of Kachim Kalim, that was Yotza, but it was Lifnei Zrika. So here the Machlokes is not regarding Psul Yotze, it's regarding something else. Rebbe Eliezer says, Ein Moilim. Rebbe Eliezer says, there's no Mi'ilah. Ve'ein Chayovan Alei Mishon Pigul Naisa V'tami. Additionally, there's going to be no Pigul Naisa V'tami. Rebbe Akiva says, Moilim Ahem. Rebbe Akiva says, there is Mi'ilah. Ve'chayovan Aleim Mishon Pigul Naisa V'tami. Says the Gemara, my love, but the Hadarai Linu Pligi. Now this price is a little bit sussum. And says the Gemara, it would seem that this is discussing where the Emuri Kachem Kalim left Azara and then they came back into the Azara. And the Shaila is the Zrika right now going to work to say that there's Me'ilah and that you have the laws of Pigul Nois of Atame, which is something that Zrika ordinarily would have the ability to do? Or do you say that being that it was Yotze, Ein Me'ilah Mehem, there's no Me'ilah, Ve'in Chayavan Aleim, Mishon Pigul Nois of Atame? So it seems to be a Machlokes, Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What's the Machlokes? The Mahapaligi, the Marasava Mifsli B'Yotze, Marasava Mifsli B'Yotze. The Shaila probably is this possible Yotze? If there's a Psul Yotze on the Emurim, then there's no Me'ilah that's going to be Chal on Emurim that's possible, and there's no Pigul Nois of Atame that's going to be Chal on Emurim that's possible. But if there is no Psul Yotze, so if there's no Psul Yotze, then there would be Me'ilah that's Chal, and there would be Pigul Nois of Atame. So Luchura, this halacha, Rabbeinu Bar Sheila, is Mamash Machlokes Tanam. The Gemara says, no, Amar Papa, but other, and then Gulam Lipligi, it could be, to the extent that the Emurim went back into the Azara, there's no Machlokes. Everybody would agree to Ravino Bar Sheila. It could be everybody would agree. Fakert. Everybody would agree that there is no Psul Yotze. Ubaha Pligi, what is the Machlokes? The Machlokes is Vahacha B'deisnu Abroi Pligi, where it remained outside. Ubaha Pligi. The Marasava Ein Zrika Me'elas L'Yotze. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zrika doesn't work for something that's outside. Umarasava Rabbi Akiva holds Zrika Me'elas L'Yotze does work out. Meaning, it could be we're not discussing where it was Hadarai Linu, where it ended up coming back inside. The Shaila Me'ela has nothing to do with Ravina Bar Sheila's Halacha. We're discussing where it remained outside. Oh, remained outside. This is already a whole different halacha. It's Tavka over there that Rebbe Eliezer says is halacha, that the Zrika is not going to work for Me'ila Pigul Nois of Atami, because Ein Zrika Me'elas L'Yotze. But, and even there Rabbi Akiva argues, that's a Chiddush, and Rabbi Akiva says that even though it was Yotze at the time of the Zrika, still Zrika is Me'elas B'Yotze. So who said this? Rav Papa said this. Rav Papa said that this Machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva was discussing not when the Emurim came back, psul yoytze or not psul yoytze, but when it was outside at the time of the Zrika. Whether Zrika's mayeles liyoytze, Zrika could work for something that's yoytze, or Zrika can't be mayeles for something that's yoytze. Fake the Gemara. For Rapapu, how could Rapapa had said this? Rapapa said regarding a different halacha, and the context over there was the kifsei atzeres. These were the shalmei tzibor, the kvasim that were brought on Shavuos that came together with bread. So some korbanos came together with breads. The Karban Taida, the Ayel Nazir, one of the karbanos that came with breads was the shalmei tzibor, the one carbon shlamim that was ever above a tzibor, which was known as the kifsei atzeres, was brought on Shavuos. It came together with shtei alechem. Over there, there's a similar machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What would be the halacha if the shtei alechem was yoytze? The zrika of the kifsei atzeres, which created halachos on those shtei alechem, to the extent the shtei alechem was yoytze, does the Zrika have an ability to impact the Shtei Alechem, or does it not? And it's the same exact child. Rabbi Eliezer says no, Rabbi Akiva says yeah. And Rapapa said, that Machlekes was not talking about where the Shtei Alechem remained outside at the time that the Zrika was done. To the contrary, Machlekes was when it was brought back inside. Now, at first glance, you would think these two Machlekes in between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is the same. In one case, we're discussing a Zrika impacting the Emurim that we yoytze. In one place we're discussing Zrika impacting the Shtei HaLechem that we yoytze. In both cases, Rabbi Eliezer says Ein Zrika Mayeles, and Rabbi Akiva says Zrika Mayeles. And in one case, Rapapa said the Machloikis is not when it remained outside, but when it came back inside. And the other case, Rapapa said the Machloikis is when it remained outside. L'chura, why would the same Rapapa be Mefarish to Machloikisin, which at first glance seemed to be L'shita Sayu, very high level, in one case one way, in the other case the other way? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why, because the two cases are actually different. Hani Mili, this that Rapapa explained the case of Shtei Alechem, Dafka, where it was Bidde, meaning if it was outside, he said kuli amaloi pligi, which means that even Rabbi Akiva would hold this Rika doesn't work. That's gabi shtei alechem v'av gufi dezifcha. That's by the shtei alechem, which is not part of the carbon. So even though these breads came together with the kifsei atzeres, but it wasn't one, and it wasn't part and parcel of the kifsei atzeres. One is an animal, one is breads. They're not the same thing. So over there, Rapapa held that if it remained outside, nobody would hold this Rika works. And even Rabbi Akiva would hold this Rika doesn't work. Must be, what's the machloikis? Machloikis is where it came back in. And over there, the shaila is, does this Rika work now, despite the fact that it was yoytze, or does this Rika not work? And that's Rabbi Akiva's halacha that the Zrika is going to work. But by the Emurim, the Gufa the Zivchahu, where the Emurim is part of the carbon. So over here, but the Isnu Abroi Pligi, here he held just the opposite. Here he held that everybody would agree that it could be, even Rabbi Akiva would hold that where it's outside, the Zrika would work. Thus, if it came back inside, there's no machlekes. The machlekes is dafkur was outside. I mean, the only time Rapapa was willing to entertain a shitas Rabbi Akiva that the Zrika is mayeles liyotze is by the Emurim, where it's gufa de zivcha. But Shtei Alechem, which is not gufa de zivcha, over there he was not willing to entertain even such a possibility, exhale for a rather difficult Gemara. So before we go weiter, I just wanted to go back to one piece of rage from yesterday's talk. So the Mishnah was discussing Kol HaTadar. And one of the things the Mishnah said is that the carbon chatas was koydim to the carbon ashna. So chatas came before the ashna. Why? And the Mishnah gave two reasons. Number one, the Mishnah said, Mipnei shedoma nitein l'dalad karnas. The way Zrika was done with the carbon chatas was four hazais on the four corners on the Mizbeach. Number two, v'doma tuna yisait. The carbon chatas had a mitzvah of shvich hashirayim, as opposed to the carbon ashram that didn't have a mitzvah shvich hashirayim. First glance, if you learn this Mishnah without delving into it too deeply, you would walk away and make a terrible mistake. You would think that there was no mitzvah shvich hashirayim by the carbon ashram. The carbon chatas has a mitzvah shvich hashirayim. The ashram does. That's one of the two milas chatas has over ashram. And it's for that reason, loy mishpata b'chayra, that kol amakudash mechaveri, koydim lechaveri, the chatas comes before the ashram. But the truth is, it's a mefurish gemara, not that way. We know that the carbon ashram also had a mitzvah shvich hashirayim. Does the Mishnah mean? What the Mishnah means to say is that by the carbon chatas, it's mefurish in the Torah that you're supposed to do shvich hashirayim. By the carbon asham, it's not mefurish in the Torah that you're supposed to do shvich hashirayim. Being that it's mefurish by the chatas and it's not mefurish by the asham, that gives the chatas a maila. It gives it a chashivos over the asham. Because it's true, both of them have the mitzvah. But by one, the Torah said it mefurish, explicitly, and by the other one, it's only implicit. It's only something that I know from a drasha, albeit one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTeir Nidreshes, but it's a drasha nonetheless. And meaning that one's mefurish, well, not one's not mefurish. The one that's mefurish has a maila over the one that's not mefurish. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yumkom Damai, wrote a kuntres called Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, where he talks about mitzvahs deraisa, mitzvahs derabanan, mitzvahs that are beforeish in the Torah, and mitzvahs that I learned out from Yud Gimel Midrash HaTeir Nidreshes Bahem. He discusses the Rambam Shita by Loi Sasser and the Ramban, and there's a tremendous amount of hashtag raid in the Kuntres Divrei Seifrim. We've spoken out bits and pieces of it over the years. One of the things Rabbi Chanan says is, I'll bring you three rayas from Shas that if you have two mitzvahs deraisa, one is a mefurish apostle in the Torah, and the other one is only learned out from a drasha. The one that's a mefurish apostle in the Torah has a chashivas; it has a maila. Rabbi Chanan's third raya is this Mishnah right here. The Mishnah says chatas is koydim la'asham. Why shvicha shiraya? What do you mean? They both have shvicha shiraya. No, the Torah says like we just spoke out. By the chatas it's mefurish in the Torah. By the yashem it's not mefurish in the Torah. So you see that something that's mefurish in the Torah has a chashivas. Says Rabbi Chanan, this is my third raya. My third raya, that something that's mefurish in the Torah has a maila over something that's not mefurish in the Torah. What are the other two mailas? The other two rayas. The first raya Rabbi Chanan brings is from the Mitzayra. We know that the Mitzayra was Tamei. As a result, he wasn't allowed to enter certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Stating that, the Torah says that when the Matan Dam was done with the Mitzayra, it had to be Lefnei Hashem. It had to be by Shar Nikner. So the Mitzayra would stand by the Shar Nikner, and he would stick his thumbs, Matan Bahinois, he would stick his thumbs into the Azar, and the Kohen would go ahead and do his Rika. Tais asks Akasha, that according to the Mandama that holds that Bia B'miktsas Shma Bia, we learned the sugi together, Mesech Tizvachim, Aflamit Beis. So according to the Mandama that holds Bia B'miktsas Shma Bia, that means when the Mitzayra sticks his thumbs into the Azara, he's technically entering the Azara. If that's the case, why do you have to inconvenience him? Why does he have to stand on one foot with his thumb here, looking there? Let him just walk in. What's the difference? Bia B'miktsas Shma Bia anyways. He's anyways walking in. If you hold Bia B'miktsas Lo Shma Bia, okay, so he never entered the Azara. We never violated the law that a tummy is not allowed to enter the Azara. But according to the man that holds Bia B'miktsas Shma Bia, let the Mitzayra just walk in Shaina Hayat. He can walk in Kederach HaMelech. Why is he standing there with his thumbs? Says Tosfos, it's true that Bia B'miktsas is Shma Bia, but it's not a But it's a drush. It's a drusha that Bia B'miktsas is Shma Bia. So says Tosfos, the fact that a Mitzayra is not allowed to walk into the Azara, like all Tmeim, that's a pasuk in the Torah. The fact that Bia B'miktsas is considered walking into the Azara, that's only something that's a drusha. That's not mefurish in the Torah. So you can ask me a kasha, let him walk in? No, I'd rather be over a deraisa that's not mefurish in the Torah than be over a deraisa that is mefurish in the Torah. Says Rabbi Chanan, who cares? They're both deraisas. They're both deraisas. A person can be chayv skila for being over a deraisa that's not mefurish in the Torah. Who cares if it's mefurish? Says Rabbi Chanan, this is the var, the hein hein advar. There is a chashivos, there's an adifos for a deraisa that's mefurish in the Torah versus a deraisa that's not mefurish in the Torah. Thus, we'd rather be over the bia b'miktsas shma bia than a bia skula. That's why the Mitzvah doesn't walk in Kederach HaMelech. That's why he only walks in with his bainus. That's Rabbi Chanan's first. What's the second raya? So we're going over here, tzirik tzivik, counterclockwise. 3-1, now 2. Says Rabbi Chanan, it's the Ran. Which Ran? The Ran. The Ran in the Dor of Davches, where the Ran says, a gevaldig yisoy, that even though we know the halacha is that nishba levatalas ha-mitzvah, or nishba lavra al divrei Torah, so the shvu is not chal, but it's only a dover ha-mefurish b'Torah. The Ran's yisoy. But something that's not mefurish in the Torah, the Ran says there's no halacha. So a person can make a shvu to be mevatal davim in Torah. But if it's not mefurish in the Torah, if it's not a mefurish apostik, then the halacha is it's not going to be a problem. What's the difference? What's the difference if it's mefurish in the Torah or if it's not mefurish in the Torah? This is the point. When it's mefurish in the Torah, it has a chashivus, and as a result, you can make a shvua to be mevatel something that's mefurish in the Torah. We once spoke out. I'm reminding myself now from Reb Shmuel Yankiv. So he spoke at once from Shmuel Yankiv. He said, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in this front? What's the difference if it's mefurish in the Torah or if it's not mefurish in the Torah? So Shmuel Yankiv said, because what's the reason that a person can't make a shvua to be overall divrei Torah, for example? The reason he can't do it is because you're already mushbul v'vayim mar Sinai. Because we stood at Har Sinai and we swore that we're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So being that we're mushbul v'vayim mar Sinai, if you make a shvua now, you're making a shvua to be mevatel a shvua. It's not something, ain't shvua chalal shvua. It's for that reason you're not able to do it. But Tosfos asks the kasha that the Yidin, we know, said Nasa V'Nishma. But at the same time, Chazal say it was kafal aleim harpi gigas. So which one was it? Were the Yidden mekabel the Torah beratzen, or were they mekabel the Torah kafal aleim harpi gigas? Rava said mikam moedoy rabbi leiraisa. So the famous teretz, the Tanchuma says loikash kam teretz shabiksav kam teretz shabapet. Teretz shabiksav there was nasav and ishma. Teretz shabapet that they were afraid of, and that was already kafal aleim harpi gigas. So says Rav Shmuel Yankif, it comes out that when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai and they swore that they would keep Torah and mitzvahs, as it relates to teretz shabiksav, that was a real shvur that they did bedas. That they did Beratzon, that was Nasav and Ishma. But as it relates to Teresh of Alpeh, the Dine Deiraisa, but the things that aren't Mefurish in the Torah, it's all the Mesaira, the Teresh of Alpeh, that they never made a Shvua, because that Shvua was done by Kfir. That was Shvua's Einzin, that was Kofar Aleim Hartigigas. So says Rav Shmuel Yankif, if you only have the Mujba Va'oimed on the Teresh of Iksav, where there was a real Shvua, on the Teresh of Alpeh, you don't have it. The Mil, Nishba, Lavra, Alvivrei Torah, when it's a Dov, Mefurish, Betorah, that's in Shvua, Chalos Shvua. But when it comes to Teresh of Alpeh, something that's not Mefurish in the Torah, maybe that's the beer in this Rabbi Chanan's Yisoid a little bit, that one Klal Yisrael said Nasav and Ishma, the other one it was only Kofar Aleim Hartigigas. On the Nasav and Ishma, maybe there's a Chashivas, this is what we will Mekabel Beratzon. So anything that's Mefurish in the Torah has a Maila. Anything that comes from the world of Drushas, that's Vinishtvi Teresh of Alpeh, and even though it's Dairaisa, and of course it's in terms of your obligation of observance, it's the same thing. But the bottom line is one, there's a Nasav and Nishma that's supporting it. The other one doesn't have a Nasav and Nishma supporting it. It could be for that reason there would be a chilek between the two things. Rav Chanan himself explains it very pashut. He says, V'taymishol davar zeh pashut misvara. He says, if the Torah wrote something beforeish, it's obvious the Torah really wants you to know this. And it must be that it's more chashut than something that the Torah only gave over, b'remisa. It's very simple. That's what it is. And he quotes Chazal. You know, Chazal say that the story of Eliezer Eved Avram is repeated twice in the Torah. And say Chazal, you see from the Yofa, see Chosan Shal Avdi Yofa is Yosem me from Parashiyos in the Torah. And what's the point? The point is from the fact that the Torah went into such great detail to tell the story of Eliezer Eved Avram, that's a sign of Yofa. It says something about it. So it says Rabbi Chanan, take that principle and apply it. That's what it means. Anything that's Mefurish in the Torah, that's a Simen. That's a simen that it's more chashev. We're being moisef, that maybe it's related to Rav Shmuel Yankif's Yisoid. That something that's mefurish, that has the Nasav and Nishma supporting it, something that's not, that's more because of the Kafar Aleim Harkigigas. Maybe that gives it a chashivas. Regardless, Zok the Gemara Vaiter. So the Mishnah again was going through Kolam HaKudosh, Mechaveroi, Koidim Lechaveroi. The Mishnah said, Oifis Koidim LeMenachis. The Oifis come before the Menachis. Why? Because the Oifis have blood. And Menachas don't have any blood. I can make the argument that maybe the mincha should come before the oif. Because you find a mincha sibur. For example, the Karban Omer was a mincha. That's an example of mincha sibur, the shtei alechem. So there is a concept of a mincha sibur, but you never find that the tzibur brought a carbon that was an oif. So maybe the mincha has a maila because it's yeshna b'tzibur. Is better. Minchas choyte. The Mishnah said within the world of minchas, there's also a pecking order. Minchas choyte comes before the minchas nadav. So any mincha that a chayte is bringing, for example, the carbon oiva v'yoyre, if the person was bedali dalas, he couldn't afford an animal, he couldn't afford an oif, so what did he bring? He brought the carbon mincha. So the minchas chayte has a kedima over the minchas nedava. And the reason is, it's baal chet. Just like the chattis comes before the oila, because the chattis is mechaper, so too the minchas chayte comes before the minchas nedava. But the Gemara says, adirabba, minchas nedava kedemes, maybe the minchas nedava should come first. She came to an shemen ulevayna, the minchas nedava had shemen ulevayna, minchas didn't have. This maila, this chashivos is better than the other maila. What if you have a minchas soite and a minchas nedava? So we know that the soite also had to bring a carbon mincha. And that mincha's purpose was levarer avin, the Gemara always says. Meaning the Saita needed the carbon mincha in order for the mayim hama'arim to be able to be baidik. If there was no carbon mincha, the mayim would never work. Remember Reb Yosef Engel's kasha? Gvurei Shmoinim. Yosef Engel wrote a sefer called Gvurei Shmoinim where he asks a kasha and gives 80 terutzim to his kasha. His kasha was, according to the mandam and the end of Perek Beishamay, that holds that the bailim have an ability to be mefagel. He says any soita who knows that she's guilty has an easy way to get out. She's the balas hakarbon of the minchas soite. When the kohen brings the mincha, let her have a machshavas pigel. According to the mandam that holds the bailim are mefaglim, it's a real machshava. If it's a machshava, the carbon's going to be pasul. It won't be mevarer. The purpose of the mincha is to be mevar oven. So according to my mama that holds melamed shabayla mefaglim, she has an easy way out. Let her be mefagel, and by doing that, it won't be mevaris. Even if she's guilty as anything, she's going to walk out looking clean. Yosef Engel said 80 tirutz into this kasha. Either way, ibayluhu minchas soite u minchas nedavah. So what happens if the kohen has the minchas soite and the minchas nedavah? So the minchas choite comes before the minchas nedavah. What about the minchas soite? What's the stardom? Do you say minchas nedavah kad moshe can't do no shemen alavayna? The minchas nedavah had shemen alavayna. The minchas soite, like the minchas choite, did not have shemen alavayna. I don't know. Minchas soite kad moshe can't bal levar ravin. Maybe levar ravin is also a maila over nedavah, and as a result, the minchas soite would be first. As the gemara tashma, minchas choite gedemas minchas nedavah. The minchas choite comes before the minchas nedavah. What's mashma? Minchas choite the kad minchas nedavah. Minchas soite alay. If minchas soite also comes before the minchas nedavah, shouldn't the mission have said a bigger chiddush? Then not only is the minchas choite before the minchas nedavah, but even the minchas soite is before the minchas nedavah. But the gemara says miktani mipnei shehim echaperes. Slow down. I don't know if that's a diak, because when the mishnah gave the reason, what was the reason that the minchas choite comes before the minchas nedavah? Mipnei sheibal chet. Now, had the mishnah said mipnei shehim echaperes, so clearly we only mean the minchas choite, as in the carbon oil of a yoyred, as opposed to the mincha soite. But that's not what the Mishnah said. Mipnei sheibal chet ketani. What the Mishnah said is that the chshivus of minchas choite over minchas adav is that it's baal chet. V'hanami baal chet. The mincha soite is also baal chet. So maybe minchas choite is inclusive. It includes even the minchas soite. And although it's not a minchas choite in the pure sense, because it's not coming to be mechaper, its purpose is not lechaper. Its purpose is levarer ovoin, but it is balchet, right? In order to be a site, it has to be yichud, and it all starts with an avera. So maybe, to the contrary, included in the Mishnah's halacha is the minchas soite, which means that the minchas soite does come before the minchas nedava. So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa, not from the Mishnah brisa. Brisa says, Zu kaidemes lezu, discussing two menachos, shezu ba menachitin v'zov menasoir. Now, which two menachos is the brisa discussing? My love, minchas nedava, minchas soite. Are we not talking about the minchas nedava and the minchas soite? And clearly, the minchas nedava, which is bal chitin, comes before the minchas soite, which is ba menasoir. So everything where it says loy minchas choita, the minchas soite. Maybe the brayse is discussing the minchas choita and the minchas soite, not the minchas soite and the minchas nedava, but rather the minchas choite, which is also ba menachitin, and the minchas soite, which is ba and soirim. Right? The menachas were usually ba menchitin. It was flour. The flour was made from wheat, as opposed to the minchas soite. That was the one mincha that came from soirim. The Gemara says in Masech the Soita that the reason that the minchas soite came from soirim is because soirim is meichel behema, and what she did was meisa behema, and for that reason we give her mincha is meichel behema. But either way, one chit and one soirin, lav dafka, we mean minchas nedova over minchas soite, maybe we mean minchas choite over minchas soite. That's not a chiddush, because minchas choite is a mechaper for sure. It comes before everything. But the Gemara says, if the brisa means to compare and contrast the minchas choite and the minchas soite, then why are we saying that it's maila is chitin over soirim? Typically, the mechaperes, v'loy mechaperes. Then you should say the more obvious reason. The minchas choite is mechaper, as opposed to the minchas soite. It's not mechaper. Elamai says the Gemara, minchas nedava. Elamai, you want to tell me that the braisa means minchas nedava and minchas soite? That's your makar, that the minchas nedava comes before the minchas soite? Then why, again, are you telling me one is chitin, one is soirim? I also have another reason. Typically, the zutun Hashem and ulevaina, vizu ena tun Hashem and ulevaina, minchas nedava. Need a shaman levayna. Minchas soite didn't need shaman levayna. Ella, what do you have to say? Chami trei time yinok. Whatever the tesefta means, it's giving one of maybe multiple reasons. Because regardless whether it means minchas nedava or minchas soite or minchas choite over minchas soite, there were other reasons you can give. Bottom line is you can't bring any rayas from this tesefta. Mishnah said chatas oif koydemes le oilas oif. So just like the chatas behema comes before the oilas behema, so too the chatas oif came before the oilas oif. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do you know that? How do you know that the chatas oif comes before the oilas oif? The Tanu Rabbanu, we learned to the Brice. It says vehikriv eisa shel lechatas rishayim. So again, this is talking about the carbon oil of a yoyred. There were certain averes that if a person couldn't afford to bring a regular carbon chatas, so the Torah said, we'll work with you. You could bring, instead of the carbon chatas, you could bring an oif. But you never bring one oif, you always bring two oifos. We spoke at the Ebenezer yesterday. It's always echad lechatas v'echad le'oilo. So says the Torah, the hikriv is asher lachatas rishayna. The Torah says that which one do you bring first when there's a chatas and a noila? First you bring the chatas. Says the Gemara, why did the Torah have to say the hikriv is asher chatas rishayna? Why do we have to emphasize that the chatas is first? She'in talmud loymar lelami shadikriv rishayna. You can't tell me the reason the Torah is saying it is to tell me simply that it's brought first. Sharik far nema v'sasheri yasoila, because it says two psukim later that the second one should be the oila. So if the second one is the oila, we can do the math. The first one must be the chatas. So why does the Torah have to say the hikriv es asher lechatas rishayna elizeh bana of? You know why the Torah told it to me? It's a binyanav. L'chol chatoi sheyikdemu lo oilei sabayis imat. To tell me that any time there's a chatas and an oila, you always bring the chatas before the oila. Bein chatas oif l'oila soif. It doesn't matter if they're both oifos. Bein chatas behema l'oilas behema. If they're both behemas. And here's the punchline. V'afilu chatos oif l'oilas behema. Even if the chatas is an oif. And the oila is a behema. The behema is more chashiv than the oif. It doesn't matter. Even over there, the halach is that the chatas always comes before the oila. Hilkach. The Gemara makes a sikum for us. Chatas oif lo oila soif. The chatas oif comes before the oila soif. Ves hasheni from the pasuk es hasheni. That's the second pasuk that we just brought. Ves hasheni yas oila in the parish of the carbon oil of Yared. That's how you know the chatas oif comes before the oila soif. Chatas behema lo oilas behema. How do you know the chatas behema comes before the oilas behema? Mid the Rabbi Rachmana. That was yesterday's daf. The behema comes before the chatas comes before the oila. It was learned out from the parsha of the Chanukah Salavir. And chatas oif lo oilas behema. And this bigger chiddush that the chatas oif comes even before the oilas behema. How do you know that? That's mizeh bana'av. That's this binyanav. V'hikrav es asher lechatas rishayna she'ein talmud loymar. It didn't have to say it. That's coming to teach me that the chatas always comes before the oila, even if one is an oif and the other one is a behema. That's the way that it's always going to be. Says the Gemara Toshma. I have a kasha with all this. Rabbi Eliezer says, kol makom she'neschal fechatas. Anytime, the halacha is that if you can afford it, you bring a carbon chatas. If you can't afford to bring the carbon chatas, meaning neschalfa chatas, we're replacing the chatas with something else. Instead, you bring shnei toyer meshnei bnei yoina. Echad la'oila, the echad la'chatas. So, b'leaz ha'oimer, kol makam sheneschalfa chatas, such as, what's the classic example? That's the carbon oil of a yoireid. The halacha is chatas kaidemis. You bring the chatas before you bring the oila. The kan, over here, what is over here referring to? The yoiledes. So the Yoledes, the Torah said, used to bring a carbon oila. She would bring a carbon oila. The oila was a behema. And she would bring a chatas oif. So the Yoledes is, parasha is mentioned in the beginning of parasha's Tazria. Isha ki Tazria v'yolda zachar. So she had to bring a kachem, a carbon, in order for her to be able to eat from the carbonis. So the Torah says, ubim loisi mei taharu lebein oilavas, tovi, what she's supposed to bring, keves ben shnosu l'oila. She brought a keves, that's an animal, as a carbon oila. Uben yoina oitar l'chatas. And then she brought a chatas oif. So that's interesting. Usually you bring either the behema, or you bring the oifos. Echol lechatas v'echol oila. The Yoledes is an anomaly. The Yoledes, every single Yoledes walks into the Beis HaMikdash, she brings a behema and she brings an oif. The behema was an oila, and the oif was a chatas. Then the Torah says, v'im loisim to the other day said, let's say she can't afford to bring the behema. So over there, she, like in the case of the carbon oil of a yoyreit, in lieu of a behema, can bring not one oif, two oif, shnei toirim, oif shnei b'nei yoyna, echad la oila, ve'echad la chatas. So the yoyledes is a little bit similar to the oil of a yoyreit. But there's a very important difference. And that difference is the next part of this daf. The carbon oil of a yoyreit is a person that did an avera that's chayv chatas. So if he can afford it, he brings an animal, a kizba or a seira. His animal is supposed to be a carbon chatas. If he can't afford to bring the carbon chatas, he can't afford to bring the behema, instead he brings shnei toirim, two oifos, one is an oila and one is going to be a chatas. The yoledes always brings an oilas behema and a chatas oif. If she can't afford to bring the oilas behema, so instead of bringing an oilas behema, she brings an oilas oif. The difference that's negated to our Gemara is that in the carbon oil of a yoyreid, the oni is bringing the oif instead of the chatas. In the case of the yoyledes, the oni is bringing the oif instead of the oila. So said Rebbe Eliezer, I mean, kol makim shenischal fechatas. Anytime the ikar carbon is a carbon chatas. And now you can't afford the chatos, so instead you're bringing the chatos and the oila, their chatos kedemas. The chatos has a kedima. But the kan over here by the yeledes, where the ikur carbon is the oila, and you're replacing the oilas behema with the oila saif. Anyways, we're going to bring a chatos saif, because even the ashira brings the chatos saif. Over here, oila kedemas. Over here, the oila is going to come before the chatos. Another halachi said, kol makom shaba al chet, chatos kedemas. Anytime the chatos and the oila are ba chet, the chatos comes first. The kan, but the yeledes, who's not bringing karbonis because of an avera, oila kodemus. Over here, the oila is going to come first. So it's not a second halacha, it's a second reason for the same halacha. And then he continued, he said, v'chol mokim sheshnayim ba'an tachas chatos, chatos kodemus. Anytime both karbonis are ba'an tachas chatos, the chatos comes first. In the case of the oila v'yoyret, the chatos soif and the oila soif are both coming in lieu of the chatos. If you can afford it, you bring a chatos v'ema. If you can't, you have to bring a chatos and an oila. The kan, by the yeledes, we're the oif is only coming in lieu of the oila, because the chatas oif that the yeledes brings, she anyways was supposed to bring oila kedemus, over the oila is going to bring. Regardless, Rabbi Eliezer said three reasons why the oilas ha'oif is going to come before the chatas oif by the yeledes. Now, had Rabbi Eliezer know this? He made this up in Svara? No. He knew this because if you read the Pesukim, the Pesuk says clearly, the Moisim, the other day, said, so it sounds like the oil is coming first. Rabbi Eliezer was just being Derish time in the Quran. And Rabbi Eliezer gave three reasons why, although by the carbon oil of the the Chattas comes before the oil, over here the oil is going to come before the Chattas. But what does the Gemara want with this? What's the Tashma? Tashma, you see from here that it's not true that it's a binyanav that the Chattas always comes before the oil. Have a Mufurisha case over here, the carbon oil of the where the oil comes before the Chattas. Rabbi Eliezer explained it, he had three biurim. But the bottom line is that you see the oil comes before the Chattas. How does it stem with what we just said? Says the Gemara, it's true the Torah says that the oil comes before the Chattas, but it's only the Mikra. And there's a very important machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim, the Akoyin Enif in the Bali Tesfis. And we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, you know what it means, lemikra hikdima kasav? The Torah doesn't mean that really the oil was supposed to be brought before the chatas. It just means that when you read it, yamav, etc., you're going to say, echad oil of echad chatas. The Torah wrote it as if the oil would come before the chatas. And Rabbi Eliezer was giving three reasons why the Torah did that. But it's not halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, the previous price is right. That the chatas always comes before the oil. What a chiddush. That's what Rashi says. That you want to know what comes first. The chatas comes before the oil. It's a binyanav. The chatas always comes before the oil. It doesn't mean it's chatas oif, oil soif, chatas beim, oil beim, even chatas oif and oil beim. The chatas always comes before the carbon oil. I hear you have a parsha of Yeledes where it's echad lo oil of echad the chatas. It sounds like the oil comes before the chatas. And Rabbi Eliezer said three shtiklach Torah to explain it. It's all very nice. He was only coming to explain why the Torah wrote it that way. But you want to know halacha lemaisa? It's not the way it is. Taisus has a problem with this pshat, as you can imagine. But that is Rashi's pshat. Rashi says lemikra ikdim akasav. It's only as it relates to the kriya. It's in the mavis, in the world of mavis etra. But in terms of the world of lemaisa, the way the karbanos were born in the base of mikdash, no. That's our brisa. The chatas always came before the oil. Says the gemara tashma. Another raya. Parim koydim le'elim ve'elim koydim le'kvasim kvasim le'irim. So there's a new pecking order. If the koyin is sitting in the base Hamikdash, he has to bring karbanas, and the different karbanas were different animals. One was a par, the other was an ayil, the next one was a keves, and the fourth one was a sawyer. So you have all the animals in the right there. You have all the animals there. So there's a kedima. The par comes before the ayil comes before the keves comes before the sawyer. Now the Gemara says, "My love, the chag. Aren't we talking about sukkis? I mean, when else did you have this cocktail of karbanas?" Sukkis, oh, by the Musafin, they used to bring all these animals. Now we know that the Sa'ir, that's the last one mentioned, was the Chatas. Series of Echad Chatas. That was the last one. And it sounds like the Chatas was brought last. Why was it brought last? You know what the reason must be? Says the Gemara, probably because the par is a more chashav animal. And the keves and the ayla more chashav than the sar, the lowly goat. That's why he's brought last. So what do you see from here? That it's not true the chatas always comes first. You have to take the animal into consideration. So just like the goat, when it's a chatas, goes last, then the chura, shouldn't it make sense that the chatas oif should also go after the oilas behema? Meaning we're saying that the chatas always comes first. Even a chatas oif before an oilas behema. One is a bird, the other one is an animal. It doesn't matter. But one's a chatas and one's an oila. You see over here that the animal matters because you see the sar goes last. even though it's a chatas, presumably because it's a different animal. The Gemara says, we're talking about a whole different thing over here. We're discussing not where there was we're talking about it was a nadava. Meaning, it's just a question over here where they're all oilos. They're all oilos nadava. And the question is, one is a par, one is a sire, one is this, one is that, right? The oil could be from different types of minabokar, minatzai, right? Different options of how you bring a carbon oil. But they were all oilos. And chanam, if one of them was a chatas, even if the chatas is the lowly goat, that would come first. Parim kaid nadalim, says the Gemara. And why is the par before the ayil? Because the ayil had more nesachin than the other ones. Elim the kvasim also had more nesachin. Kvasim the sirim. The kvasim comes before the sirim. Shekinis rabbi ba'alya, because there was more haktara, the alya of the keves, one of the mizbeach, as opposed to of the sar. Bottom line is, we're talking about nedavas. Has no raya to our shaila where you're discussing the chatas versus the neila. Tashma, par koyim mashiach, koyim the par halim davash al tzibah. This is a real hurious price. So the par koyim mashiach came before the par halim davash al tzibah. The par halim davash al tzibah was koyim the par avedas kechav. Came before the par of avedas zar. Par avedas kechav and koyim the seiri avedas kechav. Not an easy daf. Daf, I got the right. So what are we discussing? We're discussing the par koyim mashiach, the par halim davash al tzibah, the par avodas kechavim and the seer avodas kechavim. The par koyim mashiach was brought when the koyin hamashiach, the koyin gadol, did an avera b'shoigeg. An ordinary person would bring a regular carbon chatas. The par koyim mashiach, because of his special status, he instead had to bring a par. His par was obviously a carbon chatas. The par on davish al tzibur is when roiv of klal yisrael al pishigigas hayra, they do an avera b'chatas b'shoigeg. The halacha is, they too have to bring a carbon chatas. What's their carbon chatas? It's also a par. The par avodas kechavim was brought in the event, this is the tricky part, that the avera that Klal Yisrael did b'shoigig was avodah zara. So there, instead of bringing a par lechatas, they brought a par la'oila and a sar lechatas. So you had to add an oila. You still had the par, but whereas ordinarily the par halam davash al tzibur, the par was a chatas, over here the par is an oila, and the soir instead is going to be a chatas. So what happens if you have all these karbanas? Says the Brice again. The par koyim mashiach comes before the par halam davash al tzibur. The par halam davash al tzibur comes before the par avodah zara, which is an oila, and the par avodah zara comes before the seer avodah zara. Now what's the kasha? We need the last part. V'afalgaf, the par avodah kechavim oila, seer avodah kechavim chatas, and still you see that the oila comes before the chatas. I thought the chatas comes before. For the oil. Oh, probably because one's a par, that's chashev, and one's a sire, that's not as chashev. But the Gemara says the emer resha. Let me ask you a kasha from the resha. Par helam davar shel tzibur kaidim par avodas kechavim. Why does the par helam davar shel tzibur come before the par avodas kechavim? Probably because one's a chatas and one's an oil. The par helam davar shel tzibur is a chatas, the par avodas zara is an oil. So don't you see the opposite? The Gemara says no. No shaychus. Bechad mina loikamrinan avada, when they're both parim, there's no shaila. We know chatas comes before the oil. That's our mishnah. We're discussing where it's different meaning. We're discussing a chatas versus an oilas mehema. I'll bring you a raya from here. You see that the par of oila comes before the sar of chatas. Ki kamina to betray me not. Ashkechan oila the kadma the chatas. I found an oila that comes before the chatas. If that's the case, then the oilas mehema should probably come before the chatas oif as well. Amri b'marav and mishmed rav b'amari. This is what the Gemara says. Not you're right. It's true. You got checkmate. You have a mefurish raya that the oilas, that an oil comes before chatas. The par that's an oil comes before. What's the pshat? It's for based on a, it's because of a drasha. Because chatas vayis kechavim, the sir chatas chaser aleph. It says it chaser. It says lechatas without the aleph. Ches, tes, sof. There's no aleph between the tes and the sof. I mean that it's chaser. It's coming to teach me a halacha, you ma'achar, you bring it after the Rav Yonah, kemishpat sivu. It says the word kemishpat. Kemishpat's mashva the way it's written in the Torah. And being that in the Torah mentions first the oil and then the chatas. So it's for that reason that the oil comes before the chatas. Hashadas is lahachi. Now that you're telling me you could dash in kemishpat, I feel the tame parim. Going back to the original braisa. The original braisa that discussed the Seder Parim before the Kvasim, before the Elim, before the Seirim, we thought it's talking about Yontif. Yontif, the Sair is last. I thought the Sair is a Chatas. Yeah, it was Kimishbatim Sibu. Because there too it says the word Kimishbatim. Kimishbatim says it has to be brought in that order. So really, the Chatas always comes before the Oila. It doesn't matter what animal it is, it's always. Even a Chatas before the Oila's Behemoth. There are some exceptions to the rule, but there's going to have to be a mucker to say this exception. One last Shailah. Chatas Oif, the Oila's Behemoth. Umaiser, as in Meiser Behema is a Mayam Koidim. Which one comes first? So says the Gemara. Tiktum Chatas Oif. Should the Chatas Oif come first? Chatas Oif comes before the Oilus Behema. That's the Gemara we just learned. But Ikam Meiser the Kadam Law. You have Meiser. And Meiser, we said, that's a Mefurish Mishnah, comes before the Chatas Oif. Liktim Meiser. Okay, say Meiser should go first. Because Meiser comes before Chatas Oif. But Oilus Behema the Kadam Law. Oilus Behema comes before Meiser. Because Oilus Behema is Kach Kadashim. And the Meiser Behema is only Kachim Kalam. Tiktum Sail Behema. Okay. Let's take three. Maybe the Oilus Behema should go first. Ik Chatzoiv, the Kadmolei. Oilus Behema goes before Ma'is Behema. Doesn't even come before the Chatzoiv. So the Gemara says, Hocha Targimu Min Zevach Odif. Over here in Bavel, they used to say that Ma'iser Rishon should come first, because Ma'iser Rishon is a Min Zevach, I mean, Ma'iser Behema, and that's why it's the one that goes first. Ma'arova, I mean, I saw they used to say it differently. They used to say that Ayla Ba'ilas Behema B'chatasayif, and being that there's a din that the Chatasayif becomes, it comes before the Oilas Behema, so the Chatasayif takes on the Maila of the Oilas Behema. And therefore, Vagbata B'maisis, even though the Chatasayif itself can come before the Oilas Behema, the Chatzav can't come before Meiser, but it comes before the Oilas Behema, which comes before Meiser. So once it comes before the Oilas Behema, it sort of takes on the mail of Oilas Behema. And if Oilas Behema comes before Meiser, the Chatzav would be able to come before Meiser as well. Excel. Just to conclude with one Ha'ara from the Cheshek Shloima, Reb Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna. That is, we learned the Gemara, where the Gemara brought a Braisa from Rabbi Eliezer, who said that even though every carbon oil of Yoyard was made up of Shnei Torim Echad La'olav Echad L'chatas, and a carbon Yoledes, if she couldn't afford to bring the regular Oilas Behema, she too would bring an Oila and a Chatas, but they were different. The Chatas, the Torah says the Chatas came before the Oila. When it came to the Yoledes, the Torah says that the Oila came before the Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer gave three reasons, and the Gemara took this braisa very, very literally and thought, oh, it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is saying that a Yoledes Aniya who can't afford to bring an Oilas Behema, and she instead is bringing the Chatasayv and the Oilasayv, you bring the Oilasayv before the Chatasayv. And the Gemara had a problem with that. And the Gemara says, no, about that, there's no such thing. What then was Rabbi Eliezer referring to? He was referring to Lemikra Ba'alma. He was just explaining the Lashon HaPasuk. Because the Pasuk, at the end of the day, when you read the parashah in the Torah mentions first the Oila, and then the Chatas, and he was explaining why by the carbon Oila of Yair the Torah mentioned the Chatas before the Oila, and why by the Yoledes the Torah mentioned the Oila before the Chatas. What's the reason? The reason is because of the reasons that he gave. But you want to know halacha l'maisa, the Chatas always comes before the Oila. We said it's very sus. What does it mean lemikra ba'alma? Again, the way Rashi explains it, the way it's written in the Torah, but in terms of the halacha l'maisa, it's not going to be that way. It says the Cheshek Shloima a davar nifla. And if you're helping cut from the raid that we spoke at earlier in the Masechta, it's literally half of a fellow. Says the Cheshek Shloima, you know what I think it means? It means that although the carbon Chatas was always brought before the carbon Oila, but the Torah wanted sometimes that when you read the parasha of the Oila and the Chatas, you should read the Oila before you read the carbon Chatas. In the Oila Makrova, there's a Maila to Chatas over Oila. But in the world of Kriya, in the world of Unishalm Parm Svaseinu, in the world of Zeus Teres Ailo, Zeus Teres Achatas, the Kala Loime, Kala Isik Pateres Chatas, Kilo Hikrav Chatas, and Kala Isik Pateres Ailo, Kilo Hikrav Ailo, in the world of Mikra Ba'alma, over there there's a mile of the Ailo over the Chatas. What's the reason? Says the Cheshek Shloima, I'll tell you two reasons. Number one, could be when a person reads the parasha of the Oila, it's Kilo Hikrav Oila. When you read the parasha of the Chatas, Kilo Hikrav Chatas. So which one should I bring first? The Chatas or the Oila? So it says the Cheshek Shloima, on the one hand, you're going to tell me Chatas comes before the Oila. But it's not true, because it's only the Dam Chatas that came before the Dam Oila. The same Mishnah, it's the next line in the Mishnah, it says the Oila came before the Chatas. For the Haktarah, the Oila is more Chashav, because it's Kulei Kala. When you read the parasha of the Chatas, the parasha of the Oila, you're not just reading the parasha of Dam, you're reading the parasha of the Haktarah as well. So meaning that you're reading the parasha of the Haktarah as well, before the Oila, maybe the Oila should be before the Chatas. Says Rav Shloima Koyim, and I can come up with a svara why the Iker is the Haktarah, and if the Iker is the Haktarah, or differently, there's more milus in the Haktarah of Oila over Chatas than there is milus in the Zerika of Chatas over Oila. Right? There's more chashivas, if you were going to rank which one is more chashiv than the other. The chashivas that Haktaras Oila has over Haktaras Chatas is greater than the chashivas that Dam Chatas has over Dam Oila. So maybe that's why in the Kriya you read the Oila first. I mean, in the Kriya you have the Dam and you have the Emurim. You're right, mitzad the Dam Chatas has the chashivas. Mitzad the Emurim Oila has the chashivas. But being that they're both, you have to pick one. Maybe the Oila is more chashiv. But says Rav Shlomo HaKohen, I heard from Rav Tolly Hamburger, who said a davar nifla. He said it in a drasha, and this is something that he brings in his tshuvas siman aleph. He says at binyan shlema. He says, you know what I heard? Pshat gaval, because even though it's true kolaitz b'teres chazkilu chatos and kolaitz b'teres elikir gavayla, but it's only the chelik that goes l'gavaya. As it relates to the chelik that was nechal, you can't say kolaitz kiilu, because whenever it comes to achila, you have to have anah. If you had anah, you ate. If you didn't have anah, you can't kiilu eat. You can kiilu a lot of things, but you can't kiilu eat. You have to eat, and if you don't eat, it's not considered nechal. So there's no kolo isik when it comes to the chelik achila. So the carbon chatas that had a chelik that was nechal to the kehanim, there was no way to bring a carbon chatas b'shleimos. The carbon oila that was kuloi kolo, where all the basa was put on the mizbeach, that's something that you are able to bring b'shleimos. By the chatas, you are always missing the kehanim oichlim ubayim l'mischapim. By the carbon oila, you're never missing anything. That's why in the oilam of kriya, said Rav Shleim HaKoyim Yivilya, it makes sense that the oila should come before the chatas. That's what the Gemara means. You know what the Gemara means in the Mikra ba'alma? The Gemara means that in the world of kriya, the oila is always going to be first. You know why the oila should be first? You know what the ma'il of oila is? Because the oila is kulei kolo, as opposed to the chatas, which had a chelik that was nechal. And in the world of kriya, where it's in the shalma parim svaseinu, the oila you can bring b'shleimus, the chatas you can't bring b'shleimus. And says Rabbi Shlomo, I'm going to prove to you that this is the pshat, because Rabbi Eliezer was discussing one oila and chatas. He was discussing the yerledes, and he was giving reasons for yerledes. But he says the emes is, if you go through parshas Pinchas. Go through Parashas Pinchas. Read the end of Parashas Pinchas. The Musafin. What does the Torah say? Ubachodesh Hashvi'i Be'echad Lachodesh. Right? Rosh Hashanah. Just picking one. So Rosh Hashanah, what should you bring? Vasisem Oilo L'reach Nichayich Lashem. Par Ben Bokit Echad Ayel Echad Kfasim Ben Hashanah Shivet Mibin Uminchasan. Then afterwards Usiris and Echad Chatas L'chapra Aleich. First the Torah mentions the Karben Oilo, and then the Torah mentions the Karben Chatas. Ubachamisha Sayyim Lachodesh Hashvi'i. I'm skipping. It's now Sukkos already. You should bring a carbon oil. And then the Torah says, "Usiris and echad chatos." Says Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Yivilya, go through the Musaf, and the oil is always mentioned before the chatos, because that's the Gemara l'mikra ba'alma. When it comes to the oil of kriya, there the oil always has a kedima, because the oil you can bring with shleimus, the chatos you can't bring with shleimus when it's being done in the world of kriya. That's why the oil is before the chatos. And of course, he ties it into the Magen Avraham. He said, "So posh it. It's so posh." That's pshat in the mechaber. The mechaber says, "Toiv loy ma parshas akedu parshas amon vaseres adibris u parshas oilo mincho shlom and chatas v'asham." And the Magen Avraham says, "Nishalti loma kozen atuv a rabbi says b'shulchan aruch loy ma oil and then chatas haloi kaimelon perik yud dezvachim daf peites on the aleph the chatas koydem loyla, that the chatas comes before the oil. The chen kozen rashi parshas tazri ayin shom b'mreim." And he says a whole pshat. Says it's poshit because in the world the Torah always mentions the oil before the chatas. Why shouldn't we mention the oil before the chatas? That's the beer of the Mikra Ba'alma. He acknowledges that it's a very, very big pshat. He prefaces it with the immortal words, "Lule de mistafina," where I'm not afraid to say a pshat. Yerashi says a pshat. And Rabbi Chaim HaKoyin said a pshat. I mean, the G'dayli G'dayli Rishayim said a pshat. But Hinichu Loimokim Ligdar says Rabbi Shlomo HaKoyin in Vilna. Could be all this raid that we keep on coming back to. The aim based medrash for Leichidish, it could be that's the beer in this Gemara right here. That's Tzadik.